Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we come into your presence again this day, eager to share with you and to talk with you and listen to you. I thank you, Jesus, for this daily connection with you, time of intimacy, of listening, of communion of hearts, of letting you into the mystery of my interior life and asking you to speak into my heart and to my mind, to purify my thoughts and desires, to elevate them, to educate them with the light of your gospel, your truth, to see things the way you see them, to feel things the way you feel them, to have a elevated, dignified, even deified way of thinking and feeling in the world. So I activate my faith, believing that you're at work, believing that this time of prayer is transformative, that the more I bring my heart to you, to the best of my abilities, the more you can elevate and transform me, even in ways that I can't pursue or understand. I love you, Lord, and I hope in you. I hope in my time with you being, again, transformative. I hope in your action. I hope in your ability to complement or even overcome and enrich my own limitations with your divine help. It gives me confidence and trust to know that I can bring my widow's mite and my little seed, and that you'll bless it and grow and let it multiply 30, 60, 100 fold. So I hope in the power that you add to my feebleness and my littleness. And I love you, Lord. I love you precisely because of that you take what little I have, accept it. It's good enough for you to do great and marvelous things. As long as my heart is sincere and open and trying, you can take that and make it eternal, divine. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the time we'll spend together, the way you'll speak to me. Grateful for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. And I humble myself before you to receive whatever graces you want to give me. Not come here demanding or insisting that you answer me in one way or another, you provide one grace or another. I just come humbly to receive whatever gift you want to give me, knowing that that's going to be best for me. Turn my attention now to this gospel of John post-resurrection, this dialogue that you have with Simon Peter. John 21:15 to 19. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said then to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Jesus, this is a well-known gospel of your dialogue with Peter, asking him about his level of love for you. And I've heard it multiple times, and immediately some things that I've heard often come to mind, but I don't want to immediately jump to the same old in my conversation with you, even though those are valid and beautiful truths and a way to start our dialogue, but I want to open myself for you to speak anew to me, reveal new things to me. And so I take a moment of silence and openness and listening at the beginning of this meditation. And in so doing, Jesus, I'm struck with the more than these. You often inspire me not to compare myself with others. But in this question, you invite Peter to compare himself. Do you love me more than these? Is your love greater than the love of the others? And some have speculated that that question was maybe a reverse psychology, so to speak. Peter, I know that you tend to compare yourself, and so I'm starting there. Hey, how do you think you stack up? Almost as a first step to want to take him deeper. To say, hey, it's not more or less than others, but you just love me the way you, Peter, should love me. And maybe that's where my heart wants to go. Jesus, I don't know exactly what you intended with that, but I'd like to take the meditation in that direction of it was to start meeting Peter where he tends to start himself in comparison more than these, to even help Peter start there and speak to himself and realize, you know what? I know you're asking me that, but that's not even where our conversation should be more than these. It should be just about you and I. And the measure of my love for you, Jesus, should be about a totality of me, Marketu, my particular love for you, that it be total and complete. In the flavor, in the measure, in the style, and the limitations that I have as me. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that mercy of starting where I'm at, but inviting me even to speak to myself that where I tend to be isn't where I should stay. That it shouldn't be in comparison, but in sincere gift and the measure of what you were inviting me to. You, Lord, know that I love you, and I love you as I love you, not in relation to anyone else. And you respond to that love, inviting me to my mission to feed your lambs, to feed the souls entrusted to me, to express my love for you in care and concern of others. Thank you, Jesus. That's the way I want to love you, loving you. The measure that I can love you, serving the souls that you've entrusted to me. And you're going to keep asking me, do you love me? Do you love me? It's going to be continuous, constant, that there's a repetition and an upward growth, an upward striving in my love for you. Not because you're never content, but you know that the nature of my life on earth is to be constantly choosing, constantly opting, constantly faced with the temptation towards less or the invitation of love towards more. And so you have to keep asking me, do you love me? Life itself, progress in space and time and in maturation and growing old and living out my ministry is a constant question, do you love me? And so it couldn't be another way. You have to continuously ask me because life itself asks me until my last breath, do you love me? And I want to continuously renew in every breath, in every moment, Jesus, that I love you. In every day, in every morning that I wake up, going through my morning routine and prayer disciplines, in choosing you in my vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, of living out my mission as a chaplain, as a priest, as a spiritual director, as a preacher, all the ways that you call me to follow you, to love you, to care for your sheep. I want to do that. I want to say, yes, I love you in each of those circumstances and ways. So Jesus, I renew it I renew that love, and I thank you for the constant invitation to loving you in new circumstances and new ways. Thank you for the opportunities to stretch out my hands and to encourage others. I don't resent you for that. I don't wish it were another way, but I rise up and show you my love in each of those new occasions this day. I form a resolution today, Jesus, of how I'm going to do that. And then I close this time of prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.